Sweetheart, there's something that I want to talk to you about. Well, I wanted to let you know that. Do you remember when me and your dad went on a vacation and we were gone for a couple of weeks and we left you and your sister home by yourselves? Yeah, that time. Well, I just wanted you to know that I know exactly what went on between you two. Don't try to deny it. Don't try to do the whole, "I don't know what you're talking about, Mom." Because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You do. Did you really think that I wasn't gonna find out about what you guys did? What you guys did in your room, and then what you guys did in me and your dad's room on our bed? I know you fucked your sister. I know you did. And I actually had just a question that I wanted to ask you. Oh, look at you. You're blushing. You're like stammering and stuttering. You're just trying to explain yourself. There's no need to explain. Trust me. We all have secrets, darling. More than you would ever know. But that's besides the point. Back to my question. So, tell me, how was she? You heard me. I asked you, how was she? Was she good? Was she great? Was she amazing? Did she make you fucking come so hard like crazy? I mean, I want to know because I need to know if she needs a little more teaching. What do I mean? Oh, that's right. You didn't know. Well, let's just say this. Everything that your sister did to you, I taught her. That's right, me. I taught her. I mean, did you really think that she was really capable of doing what she did on her own and really knowing what she was doing? Absolutely not. You don't do those type of things unless you were taught from a very good teacher. And might I add, I think I'm a very, very good teacher. I can give my little self a pat on the back. I mean, she was just in the beginning. Because she came to me crying her eyes out that, her boyfriend said that she was just horrible in bed and she didn't know what she was doing and it was a mess. And she wanted to know what should she do? I mean, clearly the only thing, the most logical thing that came to my mind was, well, sweetheart, I need to teach you the ways of how to please a man. And that's what I did. I taught her how to suck cock. I taught her how to deep throat one. without gagging, without wanting to vomit. What else did I teach her? I taught her how to lick a guy's ass. I even taught her how to ride a cock properly. I mean, let's just face it. Nowadays, some women can be, how should I put this delicately without being mean? Some women can be slightly lazy when on top, but not remembering that when you're on top, you're in control. You have the ability to make the guy squirm under you, lose his fucking mind, go wild. You have the ability to get him to that point of almost going over the edge and just stopping again and again and again and maybe one more time. So you have all the power when you're on top, and she needed to learn that. She was very lazy. I mean, I wanted to see exactly how she acted in the bedroom with her boyfriend. So I invited him over. We all sat down, and I basically told him what was going to go on while he was here. I wanted to observe how she fucked him, how she sucked him, if she was good enough to make his eyes go back, if she was good enough to make him moan and maybe even slightly growl. She was okay, but I saw that she definitely needed some teaching, and like the good mother that I am, I definitely had some lessons that I taught that day. I had her sit back, and I showed her exactly how you're supposed to suck a cock. So while she sat back, I took her boyfriend's cock in my mouth, and I swallowed it all. I gagged on it. I slurped all over it. It was so much fucking spit and saliva, strings and ropes of cum attached from my lips, my mouth, to his cock. It was so beautiful. I mean, at a certain angle, when the light hit it, it shined and it gleamed. Oh, it looks so yummy. So yeah, I basically taught her everything that she knows, and everything that she did to you, she learned from me. I mean, like mother, like daughter, right? But I wanted to try out for myself exactly, how should I put this? I want to see for myself what the ranting and raving was really about. Because when we came back from vacation, your sister told me all about how you guys fucked, how you came deep inside of her pussy, how it was leaking out everywhere, and how you guys were on our bed, and how much she enjoyed it, and how much of a slut she felt like, because just before you guys were fucking, I mean, she was just being fucked by her boyfriend. So yeah, I know she's a little slut. I wonder where she gets that from. Who knows? I mean, Maybe she gets it from me. Maybe she doesn't. Well, I mean, oh, that's right. You didn't know about that either. Well, let's just say I developed quite the reputation with most of your friends from school. Yeah, basically, I fucked them all. Yeah, I did. No bullshit. Why? Because I'm a woman and I have needs and I love cock and I love sex and I love to come and I love making others come. So why not have fun? What about Dad? What about him? I mean, don't get me wrong. I love your father and all, but he's always at work. He's always gone. He's never here. And how can I put this nicely without being mean? He can't satisfy me if his life depended on it. Absolutely not. I mean, I have to fake it each and every time that we fuck, and I don't want to bruise his ego or anything, but just to get it over with, I fake it every single time. And after he's done, you know, getting off, that's when I play with myself and I make my own self come, because that's another thing that he lacks. He doesn't know how to make me come. So I figured, why not go out and get some hot young guy with a big cock and get fucked by him? And it just so happens that you have a lot of hot friends, you know that? I mean, there, you guys are basically all the same age, around like 18, 19, and they're hot, they're sexy, they have bodies to die for, and the biggest cocks that I've ever seen. What woman couldn't resist a young, hot guy with a huge cock? And I mean, they gladly accepted my cunts. I mean, everyone knows an older woman is just more fun in the bedroom. You have more experience than these young little girls running around here. But yeah, basically, so I have a slight reputation. Yeah. I'm a neighborhood slutty MILF. Yeah, I earned that title and quite proud of it. I can't count the number of cocks that I've taken and the number of loads that I've had inside of me either. It's so fun, it's so hot, and it's fucking sexy. And I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, regardless of what anybody says. Your father doesn't know, trust me, he's not gonna know. He doesn't know anything that goes on around this house. I control everything in this house and I run this house. So he's basically always at work, making the money to pay the bills. So I have my fun. I think tonight I want to have some fun with you. Yeah, I want to see exactly all the hoopla that your sister came to me about when it came to you. She said you were quite the big boy down there. I want to see it for myself. And don't worry, this is our little secret. I mean, unless you want to invite your sister into play, hey, I'm all for it. I mean, keep it in the family, right? I mean, all three of us can have our fun together and just... Your father would never know. He's completely oblivious anyway, so... I want to have some fun. I mean, I was just fucked recently by one of your friends, and he was good. I totally needed to fucking come, and he was at my service. Apparently, all the young guys love older women. That's a little surprising to me, but I think it's really fucking hot. So... What do you say? Do you wanna have some fun? Oh, that's so cute. You're blushing. You don't have to blush or be embarrassed with me. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna bite you either. Unless you ask me to. I mean... I'm curious to know what kind of kinky shit you're into anyway. Yeah, I know you have a girlfriend, and so fucking what? I don't give a shit. Your girlfriend can't do half of the shit that I can. And trust me, I know, since fucking your sister, I know... While fucking your lame, boring ass girlfriend, I know you've done nothing but think of her and her cunts and her panties and her sweet walls. I know, they feel like velvet. Trust me, I would know. I've fingered her more times than I can count. Of course we play. You don't understand. I mean, we're filthy. What can I say? You're the only one, basically, that we haven't played with together. I mean, we played with her boyfriend together. And we played with some of your guy friends. You know, it was just one big party. And it was so fucking hot. I can't believe you didn't know any of this. Like, none of your boys ever talked to you about anything like this. They never said anything. I don't think you'd believe them anyway. You'd probably be like, oh yeah, shut up, bro. What are you talking about? Yeah, you probably wouldn't believe them if they told you. But, yes. It's true. So, we're gonna fucking do this or what? I mean, I don't wanna fucking stay here and talk to you all night. I wanna fuck and I wanna make you come. So, are you down? Or are you nothing but a pussy? Remember, you are what you eat. Oh, and I know you love to devour pussy. You should show me what kind of skills you have in that department. Don't worry. No one's gonna hear us. Besides, everyone's asleep anyway. I don't even know if your dad's home or if he's just sleeping or doing work in the office, or I don't know what your sister's doing, but hey, if she hears us and she walks in, she can come in and play too. The more the merrier. Don't you remember what they taught you in school? Sharing is caring. And I am more than willing to share this pussy with you, your boys, your sister, whoever the fuck wants it. Because I know my shit is good. Look at you. You're staring. I know you want it, so just give in already and let me work my magic on you. I mean, your mouth is saying no, but your heart cock in your pants is saying another thing. I guess I'm just gonna have to take it myself. Oh my god, your cock feels super fucking hard. It's like I can feel the entire print and the entire outline of this thickness. It's just growing in my hands, and I haven't even taken it out of your pants yet. I think we need to take these off of you. Oh, that's better. Look at you. You're so big. Your sister was right. You are big. I'm just gonna play with it with my hands. I'm gonna stroke it up and down. Really, really fucking slow. Almost teasing you. Because I know what you like. I know how you love to have your cock played with. Because I've seen it. I see the porn that you watch, and I've definitely seen you stroke your cock numerous times. I have. I watch you at night when you think everyone is asleep, but I hear you, and I hear your moans, and I get up and I peek in your room and I see you stroking that big fat cock of yours. I've always wanted to just come in and just, here, let mommy do it for you. I know what's best. And besides, my hands, my pussy, my ass, my mouth, will probably feel way better in your hands. Oh my god, you're just growing more and more in my hands. It's so fucking thick and so hard. Fuck my life. You're just leaking pre-cum everywhere, making a huge fucking mess. I just want to kiss the tip. Look at that. Look at my lips. They're just covered in your pre-cum. They're all shiny. Sticky. Do you want to taste yourself from my lips? Yeah? Fucking kiss me then. I know your sister told me all about how you love to eat your own fucking load out of her pussy when you gave her the biggest fucking cream pie. and how you had her panties in your mouth and you came all over them and you licked all of your cum from her nasty, filthy panties. I swear, when she was telling me everything you guys did, it got me so fucking wet that I was playing with my pussy while she was telling me. Yeah, she was sitting there watching me play with my fucking pussy while she was telling me all how she was fucking her little brother. How she was sucking his cock, taking his load, making him come. Sounds like you guys had a really, really fun time while me and your dad were gone. Just remember, you don't have to wait until we leave to go out of town to play. Guys can play whenever. Just be careful not to let your father find out. He would go apeshit. But I just wanted to be about you and me tonight. So what do you say? Will you fuck your mommy? I know you haven't called me that since you were really, really young, but I need some cock. I need to be fucked. I need some cum. Please fucking give it to me. Give me this fucking cock that I've been dreaming about so long. I've tasted and fucked and had most of your friends. I want to have you now. Look, I don't even have any fucking panties on. I came in your room well prepared to be fucked, to be treated like a slut, to be made out, to be a whore, because I am one. I'm a filthy cock-loving whore. I just can't get enough of dick and cum. Oh my god. I love stroking your cock up and down. I love how slippery it feels in my hands. I want you to touch my pussy. I want you to feel what a real woman's pussy feels like. Not these little girls that you've been fucking with and you've been playing with, but no. I want you to feel what a real woman's pussy feels like. That's right. Oh, my pussy is always smooth, darling. It's always shaven. That's one of the things that your friends love about me. Oh, and they love my clit. And they love how wet I get. And they love the fact that I can squirt too. I want to sit on your face, and I want to squirt in your fucking mouth, and I want you to taste all of my juices. I even want you to swallow them. Lay on your fucking back. I'm gonna lean forward. I'm gonna suck your cock, and you're gonna eat my pussy, and you're gonna finger my pussy at the same time, You're gonna make me squirt all over your fucking face. And you're gonna drink all of my sweet juices while I take your cock in my mouth. It's okay, sweetheart. Don't be shy. My pussy is not gonna bite. I promise. Despite me being fucked by all of your friends, my pussy is quite tight, isn't it? It's because I do exercises to keep it tight. Nobody wants to fuck a gaping wide cunt, do they? That you can't even feel their walls. It's no fun. It's never any fun. The tighter the better, right? I want you to slide two fingers in. That's right, I'm gonna teach you, okay? Slide two fingers in, and you're gonna angle them a bit. Fuck. Yes, right there. And you're gonna go in and out of my fucking pussy really fucking fast and as hard as you can. That's right. Oh my god. Fuck yes. Oh, you're such a good learner. I'm sorry, finger is fucking pussy. Oh, my pussy tastes good. I bet it tastes better than your fucking girlfriend's, doesn't it? I know it does. It's way sweeter. It's way wetter. It's much hotter. Oh, and I know how to fucking grip your cock and make you stay in me. That's right, finger this fucking pussy. That's right. Oh my god, you're way better than your father. Oh my god, fuck yes. Your cock. This cock here. Oh, you're way bigger than him too. And thicker. And sexier. I think I'm gonna play with you and fuck you more often. Because your dad can't fucking get it up and can't please me. So, I need the next best thing. Young, hot guy with big fat cock to please me. You and all your friends. Fucking me. Treating me like the fucking whore that I am. They always keep fucking coming back for more. The way you're going to. That's right. I'm gonna make you come back for more. And I'm gonna make you want it again. And again. And again. Again.
Not sure to come in my mouth. Fucking feed me your load. I'm so fucking hungry. Feed me your fucking load. I know you have a big one that's been saved up until last time. Your girlfriend fucked you. 5 days? Has it been that fucking long? So you have a huge load for me. Fucking give it to me. Sorry, give me that fucking load. Come in my mouth. I'm sorry. Come in my fucking mouth. Sorry, come in my mouth. I fucking wanna give it to me. Fucking give it to me, yes. Oh my god. Oh my god. I felt, oh my god, the first shot hit the back of my throat so hard. My mouth is so full. You're fucking creamy load. Let's see. Before I swallow it. Oh my god, so fucking yummy. Oh, sweetheart, don't worry about me. It's okay to make me squirt tonight or make me come. My plan was to make it all about you anyway. Besides, this was the first night of many to come. Many, many more are gonna come after this one. So are you. You're gonna come again and again and again. I say next time we invite your sister to play. What do you think about that? Let's do it.